Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath, July 25th, 2020. This is our lesson 309, chapter 66, entitled Controversy. This is our part 4. Before I read this few quotes, I would like to just inform everyone in the room that there have been a modification on our project. Our children's story time will be the first section of our children's summer school study, and then we will follow after the story time. But before we begin, I would like to read from In Heavenly Places, taken from July 21st, chapter 203, entitled The Home is School, with the quote from Proverbs 22, verse 6, and it reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." The following reading, "The home is to be a school in which children are to be trained for the higher school. The father and mother should make the decision. I will have myself wisely. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my home. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart." Taken from Psalms 101, paragraph 2. Parents are the first teachers of their children, and by the lessons that they give, they, as well as their children, are being educated. As parents consecrate themselves, body, soul, and spirit, to the doing of their God-given work, the Lord will teach them precious lessons, giving them wise words to speak, and helping them to show patience and forbearance under provocation. We need homes that are surrounded by a sanctified atmosphere. Unconverted families are Satan's strongest allies. The members of them work counter to God. Some parents are harsh, denunciatory, overbearing, while others are careless and overindulgent, letting their children follow the course of disobedience until they do very wicked things. Such parents are to feel the converting power of God. By giving way to anger and by selfish indifference, they unfit their children for this world and the next. Sister White continued, "I am writing this to the parents among us because I greatly desire them to learn and to teach to their children the beautiful lessons that we must learn on earth before we can enter heaven. In everything you do, ask yourself, how would this help my children to prepare for the mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who love him? When the work in the homeschool is done as it should be, families will bring into the church such a noble unselfishness that heavenly angels will love to linger there. Hearts will be refined and purified, made fit for the indwelling of the Lord Jesus. Keep Christ before your children by singing songs to his glory, by seeking him in prayer, and by reading from his word, so that he will seem to them an ever-present guest. Then they will love him and will be brought so closely in unison with him that they will breathe out his spirit. They will feel a new relationship to the one another in Christ." This was taken from In Heavenly Places, July 21st, chapter 203. And with this, dear ones, I would like to just make a little comment. Now that we have the pandemic and many of our children are home, we're talking about the household is full of children and they are also homeschooling. Among us, we have elders and we have mothers and brothers and sisters that if we do see any way that we can be of help, we can reach out to them either by email or you can ask the phone number, that we can be able to help one another. I just wanted to share that thought, and we will continue with our study. I will hand our dear Brother Gray the section of the story time. God bless everyone, and may you have a wonderful Sabbath.
All right, boys and girls. Would anyone like to offer an opening prayer?
If we could all kneel, bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for letting us be able to have this blessed day. We thank you for letting us be able to wake us up this morning. We thank you for letting us be able to have another blessed day. Forgive us all for our sins and iniquities in our Christ-like spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong in your sight without even knowing. I pray that you may be with us as we begin to start another new day. We pray that we may be able to be blessed by whatever things that we do. I pray also that you may be able to keep the Sabbath holy. We pray that we may cherish all the lessons that we learn and read of. Be with us now as we read yet another lesson in the storybook and the Desire of Ages. We pray that we keep in memory of whatever lessons that we may read about today. We pray also that you may be able to help us overcome even the worst things that we may be afraid of, and even sin, and let us avoid all the temptations that the devil may use against us. Let us be able to avoid them, and that way we may be able to always be full of wisdom, full of strength, and full of understanding. Be with us wherever we go. Let us be able to always be careful what we do, what we see, and also we pray that you may protect us, that we may not be in harm's way, and that we may be able to always be safe, knowing that you will always be there to guide us. No matter what happens, that we will always trust thee, so that way we will not end up being lost or afraid or other bad things as well. We love you, Lord God, looking forward to me knowing you promise us. This is my prayer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to get into the story, boys and girls. And you'll need to pay close attention today because this one's a toughie. But it's story time for July 25 of 2020, and it's called Atonement Through Christ's Blood. Atonement is where you get together again. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement at one meant. We reunited. Romans 5:11. Thank God that he who spilled his blood for us, Jesus died on the cross for us, lives to plead it, lives to make intercession for every soul who receives him. Jesus is now asking his Father to pardon our sins if we accept him as our Savior. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What is unrighteousness? It is disobedience and sin. When we disobey, we sin. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses or cleans us from all sin. We need to keep ever before us the efficacy of, or what the blood of Jesus can do for us. Children, it may be hard to understand how something red, Jesus' blood, can be wiped over something black, our sins, and it becomes white. If you do this with regular colors, it won't come out. But that is what God says will happen. Jesus' blood erases our sins. That life cleansing, life sustaining blood, Jesus spilled his blood for us so we can live. Appropriated by living faith is our hope. If we believe and obey, God will erase our sins. We got to ask for forgiveness in there too. We need to grow in appreciation, or be thankful, in appreciation of its inestimable value. That means it can't be, we can't even guess what its value is. If somebody showed you a brick of gold, you wouldn't be able to guess what value it is. Well, the gift that God gives us is much bigger than that. For it speaks for us only as we, by faith, claim its virtue or what it can do for us. Keeping the conscience clean and at peace with God, that means not sinning. This is represented as the pardoning blood, inseparably connected with, we can't separate them, the resurrection of and life of our Redeemer. That's Jesus. Illustrated or shown by the ever-flowing stream that proceeds from the throne of God, the water of the river of life. As the water from a spring never stops, so is God's love. God loves you so much that he won't force you to go to heaven. Did you get that? God loves you so much that he won't force you to go to heaven if you don't want to. But if you want to go to heaven, you must love and obey him. The wonderful symbol of the living bird dipped in the blood of the bird slain and then set or killed and then set to its joyous life from Leviticus 14, 4 to 8 is to us the symbol of the atonement. Now that's a strange thing what they did there in Leviticus 14, 4 to 8. You might read it sometime and you'd understand it a little better. This is just referring to it. There were death and life blended, presenting to the searcher of truth and hidden treasure the union of the pardoning blood with the resurrection and life of our Redeemer. Resurrection means a dead person comes back to life. The bird slain over living water, that flowing stream was a symbol. Symbol. I didn't think to define that word, but a symbol is something that looks like or represents something else. That flowing stream was a symbol of the ever-flowing, ever-cleansing efficacy of, or what the blood of Jesus could do for us, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. We are to have free access to the atoning blood of Christ. We just ask Jesus to apply his blood to our sins. This we must regard or think of as the most precious privilege, a special gift, the greatest blessing ever granted to sinful man. How deep, how wide, how continuous is this stream? There is forgiveness for all. To every soul thirsting after holiness, there is repose. There is rest. There is the quickening influence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will make us alive for Christ. And then the holy, happy, peaceful walk and precious communion with Christ. Period. Sons and Daughters of God, page 226. We also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. He made it possible for us to be friends with him again. Romans 5:11. Let me drop this one and I'll tend to it later. Thank you for listening to that. And now we have a song that I want you to learn. This is for the little people. I washed my hands this morning. I washed my hands this morning, so very clean and white, and lent them both to Jesus to work for him till night. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. I told my ears to listen quite closely all day through for any act of kindness such little hands can do. My eyes are set to watch them about their work or play, to keep them out of mischief for Jesus' sake all day. Little feet, be careful where you take me to. Anything for Jesus, only let me do. Now we're going to do this again sometime so you can learn the tune and the words. Okay, back to Rose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Our opening hymn to our studies for the family, dear ones, is the hymn to our theme entitled, Give Me the Bible. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to join to sing the hymn, it is found number 272 in your hymn book. And if anyone would like to take any of the following verses, you may unmute your mic to do so. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to share the wonder, lone and tempest tossed. No storm can hide the radiance before beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious words by Jesus spoken, hold up faith's lamp to show my Savior near. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precepts and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall bright. That light alone, the path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, Holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Give me the Bible, lamp of life immortal. Hold up that splendor by the open grave. Show me the light from heaven shining portal. Show me the glory gliding Jordan's way. Give me the Bible, holy message shining. Thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till night shall vanish in eternal day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we kneel and come before our Godhead. Thank you, God. They cannot hear you. Say thank you, God. Amen. But you have to be louder next time. Go ahead, Emma, your turn. Thank you, God, for waking us up this morning, for keeping us safely through the night, for guiding and protecting us, for loving us, for providing for us, for keeping us safely from all danger seen and unseen. May you continue to be with us. Help us to grow according to your grace. Protect each and every one of us that are here, and for those that will be listening at a later time. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, and your grace upon our lives. In no other name than Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray, and we all say, Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. Our opening scripture to our study is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 34, from the King James Version, and it reads, But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, our dear little ones as well, we will continue with part 4 of our lesson entitled Controversy in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Matthew. In Matthew, Matthew, 22, 35. Then, one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying,
Master,
which is the
great commandment
and
the Law.
Matthew.
Matthew.
Chapter
22.
Verse 36.
Matthew 22:34. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, Matthew 22, verse 38.
Matthew 22:39, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 40. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear family. We are going to read pages 606 to 607. Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 606. If anyone of the dear remnant family would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
So Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath, everyone.
Okay. The Pharisees.
The Pharisees.
However.
Did not.
Yet despair.
Despair.
Of driving
him
to speak
that which
they could
use
against him.
They prevailed
upon
a certain
learned
scribe
to
question.
Jesus
as
to
which
of the ten
precepts
of the law
was
of the greatest importance. Desire of Ages, page 606. Paragraph three.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And on the slide it says the greatest commandment, and it says which of the precepts of the law was the greatest commandment.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
The Pharisees had exalted the first four commandments, which point out the duty of man to his maker, as a far greater consequence than the other six, which define man's duty to his fellow man. As a result, they greatly failed of practical godliness. Jesus had shown the people their great deficiency and had taught their necessity of good works, declaring that the tree is known by its fruits. For this reason, he had been charged with exalting the last six commandments above the first four.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, dear remnant family, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, and even our guests. Who did the Pharisees use to question Jesus in regards to which of the ten precepts of the law was of the greatest importance? Also, what was the purpose of them asking Jesus this question? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The Pharisees prevailed upon a certain learned scribe to question Jesus. They had excelled the first four commandments, which point out the duty of a man to his maker as a far greater consequence than the other six, which define man's duty to his fellow man.
Some of the blessings, everyone. The Desire of Ages, page 606. The lawyer approached Jesus with a direct question. Which is the first commandment of all? The answer of Christ is direct and forcible. The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might, mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the slide says, one of the scribes asked him, what commandment is the foremost of all? Mark chapter 12, verse 28, King James Version. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. Again, that's Mark chapter 12, verse 30 through 31, King James Version. Next slide, please. Continuing. The second is like the first, said Christ, for it flows out of it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The slide says, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, verse 37 through 40. There is none other commandment greater than these. Desire of Ages, paragraph, page 607, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, dear sister, when the computer's supposed to be slow, it's fast. Forgive me. Question, dear remnant family, boys and girls, our guests. What was Jesus' the direct and forcible answer to the lawyer's question, which is the first commandment of all? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The answer is, the first of all the commandments is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like the first, said Christ, for flows out of it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Amen. Continuing. Desire of Ages, page 607. The first four of the Ten Commandments are summed up in the one great precept. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. The last six are included in the other. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But these commandments are an expression of the principle of love. And on the slide, it shows the picture of the Ten Commandments, and it also shows that the Ten Commandments encompasses in itself love. And it says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. And that is taken from Romans chapter 13, verse 10, King James Versions and margin. And continuing on the next slide, please. Continuing. The first cannot be kept and the second broken. Nor can the second be kept while the first is broken. When God has his rightful place on the throne of the heart, the right place will be given to our neighbor. We shall love him as ourselves. And only as we love God supremely is it possible to love our neighbor impartially. Desire of Ages, page 607, paragraph 2. And on the slide it shows, a picture of a heart, and on it is the throne of God, and it says, my heart is God's throne. And also shows the pictures of the Ten Commandments with the first four written on one stone and on the next six written on the other stone. And it also says, when God has the rightful place on the heart, on the throne of the heart, the right place will be given to our neighbor. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear remnant family. Question, boys and girls, in what one great precept are the first four of the Ten Commandments sum up in? Also, in what are the precepts are the last six included in? And what are both of these an expression of? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so.
Shabbat blessing, everyone. It's in the one great precept, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. The last six are included in the other. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Both these commandments are an expression of the principle of love. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my Father. Let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear one, taken from the book of John. And this is going to be done in a cappella. It's taken from John chapter 14, verse 15 to 18 from the King James Version. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. We are in Desired Ages, page 607. If anyone on the Dear Remnant family would like to take the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
The Desired Ages, page 607. And since all the commandments are summed up in love to God and man, it follows that not one precept can be broken without violating this principle. Thus Christ taught his hearers that the law of God is not so many separate precepts, some of which are of great importance, while others are of small importance, and may with impunity be ignored. Our Lord presents the first four and the last six commandments as a divine law, and teaches that love to God will be shown by obedience to all his commandments. Desired Ages, 607, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear Sister Yee. Question, boys and girls. Since all the commandments are summed up in love to God and man, can any of these precepts be broken without violating this principle? Also, how did Jesus present the first four and the last six commandments? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
The answer is no. Christ taught his hearers that the law of God is not so many separate precepts, some of which are of great importance. Our Lord presents the first four and the last six commandments as a divine whole, and teaches that love to God will be shown by obedience to all his commandments. The Desire of Ages, page 607. The scribe who had questioned Jesus was well read in the law, and he was astonished at his words. He did not expect him to manifest so deep and thorough a knowledge of the scriptures. He had gained a broader view of the principles underlying the sacred precepts. Before the assembled priests and rulers, he honestly acknowledged that Christ had given the right interpretation to the law, saying, Desire of Ages, page 607, paragraph 4.
We have another question, dear Remnant family. Why was the scribe who questioned Jesus astonished by his words? also what had he gained from Christ's deep and thorough knowledge of the scripture. If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mind.
The answer is he did not expect him to manifest so deep and thorough a knowledge of the scriptures. He had gained a broader view of the principles underlying the sacred precepts. Before the assembled priests and rulers, he honestly acknowledged that Christ had given the right interpretation to the law.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Josh. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 1 through 7, from the King James Version. Amen. This beautiful scripture song was taken from The Desire of All Ages in Memory Verse CD, Volume 2. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 607. If anyone of the dear family would like to check the next paragraph, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 607. Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Desire of Ages, page 607, paragraph 5. And on the slide it says, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, and that's Mark chapter 12, verse 31. And it says, also there's a picture of a little girl, and she's showing like her muscles, so to speak, and it says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. And that is when you're weak in your flesh that you can find strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, dear remnant family. What was the scribes' response to Christ's knowledge and right interpretation of the scriptures? Also, what were these truths to be valued more than? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, may you unmute your mic to do so.
The The answer is, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one. There is one God, and there is none other but He. And to love Him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love His neighbor as Himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear one. And this one is taken from Psalms 119 verses 1 through 8 from the King James Version. Praise the Lord. This beautiful scripture song was also found in the Desire of All Ages Memory Verse CD, Volume 2. Well, dear ones, this is the end of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And for those that are just coming in, we did a little adjustment in our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Our story time section will be the initiation of our study, and we will proceed with our study for the whole family. So next week, we will be reviewing part one of our lesson, Controversy, part four. So please, dear ones, if you have any questions that need research for better understanding, you could be able to send it before Thursday, Friday, the latest. If not, you could keep it until we meet again. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Our most kind Father, we thank you for this wonderful fellowship and meeting. I believe the Holy Spirit has guided us for the edification of our souls and for the salvation to come. Lord, at the moment, we thank you that you are always with us every time. We love to hear from you. We pray that you continue to lead us, lead those who talk to us, and you commit their lives for the cause of the soon coming of Christ. Lord, here we come to continue before you and learn of you. Continue to lead us in this severe time when we think things are too hard for us. Lord, we thank you that you always hear us. And at this moment, we pray that those who love to hear these lessons at a later time. Lord, continue to guide them and build them. In a special present, the Bob is going to speak to us at this particular juncture. Lord, touch his lips that he may speak the word that will guide each and everyone who listen to them. We put the internet before you, Lord. Continue to sustain every other networks that can make us learn from each other. We thank you. We pray that you cleanse us and forgive us wherever we have come short of our doings, and we have not pleased you, O Lord. Help us, and may the blood of Jesus Christ be sprinkled onto our lives that we may be clean. In a special way, we thank you for the Sabbath, that whenever we meet, we should always remember of the new world to come and the paradise we are going to dwell in forever and ever. Lord, sanctify us as the day Sabbath is holy. May it be holy as you are, Lord. Continue always to be with us as we learn of you. Lord, whatever I have not mentioned, but you feel it's necessary for our lives, Lord, lead us. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Thank you so much, dear Brother Joel. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will continue with our part two review of our chapter 66 entitled Controversy, Part 4, and that will be held August 1st, 2020. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. Even though you don't see the PowerPoints with the activities has been sent always to the children through the Word document. So we are going to end our slide with this particular one. Have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, dear ones. Leaving Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 from the King James Version. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God bless each and every one. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, dear ones.